Blog Talk Radio.
So everybody put your hands together like this. That's it, we're gonna have a good old church. Can I hear the guitar, please, come on. A little bass, please.
Bye.
know, people are bringing stuff that is a lie, not the truth. A liar cannot tarry in God's eyesight. And what I'm saying to you, if you live the lie, you'll die the lie. And some of you don't understand going on in these schools, in these colleges, these universities, because they're trying to teach something that's unteachable. You can't teach a child. You can't teach a child when you're not feeding them and clothing. One of the things the Black Panther had, they had a feeding program. They started feeding kids. State finally took it over. But people began to read and write because they could get some food in the summer. But one of the serious things that's going on, you cannot bring a child into the community and try to change his whole genetic makeup. When God made you a man and made you a woman, you can't change that. I don't care what lie, and them that's trying to do that, they're living a lie. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And you don't want to accept it, but it's a lie. Because God made you, God didn't make no mistake. He made you a pretty woman. He made you a masculine man. Now, you can't change that. You can dress on him and say you're a woman, but you're a man. You can put some pants on and say you're a man, but you're a woman. All of this other stuff is evil being thrown after us, and we accepting it. You got 10% telling the 90% that you're a man or you're a woman and lying to you. You say, I'm the rainbow colors. It ain't no colors but God color. It ain't no color but God color. And I want to tell you tonight, going into this Easter week, there's a lot of truth going to come out. Crucifixion brings about a resurrection. Jesus was crucified to be resurrected. And he said, all power is in my hand. So what that really means is that he had to go to the cross in order to save me and you. No cross, no crown. No cross, no victory. So he had to say, Father, forgive them. But they know not what they do. And I can say that tonight is a lot of people know not what they're doing. They're just doing something. And you have to understand, if God ain't in us, it's not going to work. Let me say it again. If God's not in us, it's not going to work. And I want to tell you tonight, I was praying for the young lady in Texas. And I prayed for her tonight, and she was saying, Bishop, I need the word. And when I gave her the word, she was relieved. I want to tell you tonight, God got a ram in the bush for you. Divine healing tonight will keep you accept divine healing. Can you accept the love of God, not the love of man? A failure. The love of woman, a failure. But the love of God, Lord, hallelujah, you can keep it. I feel the anointing tonight. If somebody being healed up in that throat area, somebody being healed around their back, their kidneys being healed, I feel the anointing of the revelation healing somebody's eyes, their eyes being healed. I'm feeling tonight that somebody being touched on the left side of the arm that can't raise it up, but God, revelation knowledge, then you're going to be healed. Now, revelation knowledge carrying you into divine healing, because this whole week is a healing week. This week is a healing and deliverance week, and a week of the word of God that will help you out. So you need to understand that the word of God will clear anything, but you have to accept it tonight that God will carry you to the next level. And as I pray tonight, you said, well, Bishop, I was talking here. Yeah. I'm praying for you, Sister Trina. She said, Bishop, I'm working every day. I'm working 2-3 times. Let me tell y'all something. When God sets you on a road, and you have not because you ask not, you got to have a little 10 jobs. One job with the faith of God will make you, will open up every door for you. And some of you need to start your own business. You're waiting on somebody. You make all kinds of excuses. But when God gets ready to do something for you, you got to step into it. Some of you, you're jealous-hearted. Some of you, and you don't understand that God has brought you this for a reason. And he brought you this to carry you to the next level. And I want you to be able to go to that next level and be happy that you're in that next level, that God has brought you this for a special blessing. And that blessing will open up a door for you.
Amen. speak unto death. God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we falsely use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And there is a difference in the word until and the word unto. Oh Lord. And that word until means to the point. But the word unto means beyond the point. Oh Lord. And until means it's limited. But unto means it's beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh Lord. And if I think about this church and how about the Franklin bought this church from a mighty long way. Oh Lord. Yeah. Ever this shows that there were too many until members instead of unto members. Oh Lord. And Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh Lord. And Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh Lord. And I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I hear him saying, be faithful unto death. Oh Lord. And the road may be rough, the going may be tough, but I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto death. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, so it may cause my death. Well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes. So I hear him saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you just one more thing. Well,
God is able to carry you to the next level. And I say I share my intercessors tonight. And for God so loved the world he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want to take from I want to take a verse from James Bond. It's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman. It's a man's world, it wouldn't be nothing without a boy and a girl. So even in that, James Brown sung that. But it's some truth to it. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. He made man to walk alongside woman, not behind woman. Together he made them, to make ideas together. So when God created man, he created woman. He created both of them, and he created them to walk together. But we done changed it now, that even if you look at a woman, she suspects harassment. And it gets to the point now where the demon spirit that took over But I just want to declare tonight in this Holy Week, it's a man's world. It's a world of man's world. And I want to declare that to you tonight. That's a man's world.
This is a man's world. Yeah. But it would be nothing. Thank you.
whenever you pray, just let him have his way.
The spirit right now, that sadness, mother lost a daughter, wife lost a husband, lost a wife. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Let's take it to prayer.
Leave me there alone. The gaze upon your love and sing to you the song. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time. Stop playing this game. Who is need a word for the people's pain? So Lord, be God that I pray. Boy, ever since then, we're chasing after you. Oh, I don't ruin your religion. I've made the decision to run till the end that I need. Take me to the King. Don't have us to bring us. My heart starts to be there. In my offering, take me as one. Keep me down. To gaze upon your glory and to sing to you this song. Keep me in the state.
But I church y'all can get tonight, huh? I'll sing up to you and me.
Love you.